Day 49. We are in Galatians today. This is another one of my favorites. We are in chapters 5 and 6 today.
So before we jump into it, since I always, like, why is it one of your favorites?
I just love it. It's just very much about grace to me.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Galatians, yeah, I like the, you know, Galatians, Galatians.
Ooh, you're making up words too, just like Matt.
So these four that are right in a row, right? This one, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. They're kind of like this.
Goliath eating potato chips.
Yeah.
That's how I remember the order.
I had a different one. I can't remember what it is. It taught me in school, but something about popcorn. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. But yeah,
well,
Galatians.
That would work. Goliath eating popcorn.
Yeah, it wasn't Goliath, though, and I can't remember what it was.
I don't know, but I still have to say that in my head.
Yeah. It helps. It does help. I mean, but these four are always kind of, they feel like they just fit together. It's almost, they kind of have a similar vibe to them.
Yep.
Galatians is it's considered the first book of the New Testament to be written. So it's considered the earliest in date when it was written.
Isn't this one that they think Paul wrote like during in the book of Acts, like during that time?
This was written definitely within, you know, the earlier part of ministry. Mm-hmm. Because here's what you got to remember when you read Galatians is Paul is traveling. And he's establishing churches.
Yep.
And then there is this group of Jews that almost are following him.
Yeah, they're like his hecklers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he comes in and he starts the church and it's exploding and it's growing. Uh-huh. And then he moves on. And then these other people come in and these legalistic Jews come in.
Yep.
And they basically tell everybody, well, they basically say, we're Christians. Mm-hmm. But see, Paul, he was right, but he didn't tell you this one thing. To be a Christian, you first have to be a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a Jew means you first have to be circumcised, and you have to follow the Mosaic law, and you have to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
So what was happening was there's a lot of confusion that was following Paul's ministry.
Yep.
So Galatians is him, and even Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians is him writing back to these churches to basically course correct of like, don't listen to this. Like, this is the gospel that you listen to. This is the gospel you believed. And you don't have to follow these. You're free from the law. Yeah. Is what his message is.
Yep. I think that's another reason why I love this book, because it's good for my soul.
Yes.
Because type A, Enneagram 1, tend to fall on the legalism side of things if I'm not careful. So,
And the legalism makes sense even for, because I am not type A whatsoever.
Right.
But legalism fits with humanity more because it's like, give me the formula.
Yeah.
Like A, B, C, right? What do I have to do to make this work? And then it also fits the fallen human nature, because if I follow A, B, C, or whatever the formula is, it puts me in a position where I feel like I then can make demands.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have some say in some stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I did all this. Now I can have some control. So it's kind of like, God, I did A, B, C, and D. And then when I come to that place where God's asking me of something that I necessarily don't want to do, I can almost feel like, well, I have a veto power. Like for that. Like, oh God, I'll keep doing this stuff, but I'm going to veto that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he comes in with Galatians. And just, I have to jokingly say, anybody that today, congratulations, you read two chapters. There wasn't a lot. I'm surprised you didn't just have to read the whole book. So hopefully you enjoyed the smaller. But read the entirety of Galatians, because it's a continuous thought.
Yeah.
And Paul gets to this, you know, right off the bat in chapter 5, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
Mm-hmm.
And this is him establishing again, you are not under law.
Yeah.
But we have to understand something very important. Paul actually tells us the bar has been raised even more, you know, because he's like, yes, we're not under the Mosaic law of sacrifice and all of these ceremonial rituals, but like now we're under the law of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Which we still are called to obey. So this is for anybody that ever has heard someone say, well, you're under grace.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want, right? You don't have to follow any of that.
Right.
That's not Paul's message.
Yeah.
Paul's message is like, no, we still are called to be righteous and obey, but you are free now.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are empowered, because then he goes on and talks about life in the spirit, right? Like you have been empowered. The law, you are incapable of doing it. Now you have the Holy Spirit who will empower you, and you are free to live this life, and you are free to reject, you know, he lists these acts of the sinful nature, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery. He's basically saying, you have to believe that. Like, trust that you are free of this, and you can have this fruit of the Spirit instead. Mm-hmm. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, you know.
I can never remember all those.
We learned a song.
I need a catchy thing to remember, though.
Yeah, we learned a song when I was younger, so I can I just remember from love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self control.
Okay, ooh, good job.
Because I had to learn a song. Mm-hmm. Now, could I sing that song now? No.
Okay,
because
I was just going to ask.
No, I can't. I just I remember that though.
A little worship team action.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the encouragement of this, I'm just kind of looking at my Bible. One of the things I have underlined is verse 13 of 5. And this says, you, my brothers, you, my brothers and sisters, you are called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Paul is not just calling us to this higher calling of life, but he's saying, you're empowered to do this now. Yeah. Like, be excited that this is what you can do mm-hmm. because of Jesus.
Next to that verse, I think I have a Mattism written down. I'm pretty sure this is Matt. You can't love God and then entertain sin. I feel like he said that before.
Yeah. And so the encouragement with this, again, also as you look at the New Testament in its entirety, because somebody listening might be like, but I feel like I really do want to love God, but I'm struggling with this sin, mm-hmm. right? But that's the beauty of what Paul's message is. You are free. Your faith allows you, yes, when you sin, fall on the grace of Jesus, right? Repent, confess, you know, be washed by his, you know, he's not trying to, you know, remember back to Romans, you know, there is now no condemnation for those. So yes, our freedom is we're still going to fail and we're still going to have moments where we sin, but that's the freedom, right? I don't have to live in fear. I don't have to shrink back. I don't have to like abuse myself on how horrible I am.
There is no longer any condemnation for those in Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. So that's that living by the Spirit, right? It's mm-hmm. it's you are free to enter into the presence of God because of Jesus and be free of sin and just know that he is with you, empowering you, and just live that life he's given to you.